What's up, guys? It's your girl, BK. You're tuned into Fat and Figuring It Out right here on Anchor.fm. I got a new microphone. I hope you can hear me better. Make sure you like, share, follow. Tell a friend to tell a friend about Fat and Figuring It Out. We have a lot going on. Yo, look, it's 2020 and it's game time. I mean, the sips coffee, sidebar. All right, just so you know. It's game time. It's February the 7th, 2020, and we got a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the news that, I mean, it's just a lot of death and devastation. And, you know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other families and loved ones that were on that helicopter crash. That truly, truly devastating. There's so much going on in the news. And devil's always working. Devil's always busy. So I wanted to keep this podcast a little lighthearted. Today's my last day of work. Working my 7:30 to 6 p.m. job. I decided to take the rest of the day and just, you know, work on something that I care about. And that's talking to you. Hey now. And I just want to thank you. Whichever platform you're listening to us on, Anchor, you could be listening to us on Spotify, Google Play, all of that. I just thank you for tuning in and for your ongoing support and hanging in there with the sister. You could be listening to anybody. You're listening to me and I appreciate that. But I wanted to keep today's show a little lighthearted. You keep it lighthearted, then, you know, you can really receive that positivity. Now, there was a Krispy Kreme challenge. Literally a Krispy Kreme challenge. It involved eating 12 donuts during a 5-mile race. Now, check it out. People who have participated, they had 1 hour to run 2.5 miles and eat 2,400 calories and run back. Could you even imagine eating 2,400 calories and not running or doing any type of exercise? Just saying, just a sidebar, right? And people are doing it annually. I think this is, if I'm not incorrect, it's an annual event. It just happened. It just took place on February 1st. And thousands of runners, they lined up in Raleigh, North Carolina, and took the challenge, the Krispy Kreme challenge. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Runners had to run 5 miles and eat a donut, and eat a dozen glazed Krispy Kreme donuts midway through the race, all under 60 minutes. And the rules are very strict, folks. If you don't eat all of the donuts or you take longer than an hour to complete the race, you are technically not a finisher. Ooh, you do all of that? Then you don't finish the race? My God, I'm not a big Krispy Kreme donut person. People love Krispy Kreme donuts. Me, on the other hand, I just do not. Not even a donut eater, but, you know, people are like, oh, Dunkin' Donuts over Krispy Kreme. I mean, here in California, you have so many different donut shops. You have so many different options. Most places you either have Dunkin' Donuts. That's all I can think of. Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, okay. Starbucks. But here in California, there's a holy moly donut shop on every corner, right? And usually mom and pop, homemade donuts. So Krispy Kreme is just not a big deal. Like, people like make such a big deal out of it, especially if a Krispy Kreme is coming to town. Oh my God, people will lose their mind. Me, on the other hand, I'm not a big fan. What about you? Are you a big fan of Krispy Kreme? Please don't shake your head yes, because the point of this show is to not be eating Krispy Kreme donuts. But I thought this story was pretty interesting because it's like almost defeating the purpose, but people are looking for fun ways of staying active, you know? And a lot of the people in the pictures that I've seen here, I'm on menshealth.com, by the way. A lot of the people that I see here, they're like fit, thin people. Like my behind will have a half a donut and gain like 20 pounds. So this wouldn't even be my type of race because it just would be pointless. And then not only that, I just get a stomach ache and it's a wrap. So, actually, to me, I think it's crazy, but a lot of people put stuff like this on their bucket list, you know, just trying something different. Even people come up with a system. So I was reading that one of the racers stacks the donuts. How can I put this? Stacks three donuts on top of one another. And smushes them down like a burger almost, I guess. And it forms like a pastry. So it's like kind of tricking your mind that you're eating less than what you're actually eating. I guess that works, you know? And for them to even come up with some type of game plan, I think it's kind of cool though, you know? But come on, guys. Really? I just cannot. Like 2,400 calories at once. And people don't throw up from it. They just kind of push through. You know, they sit down, eat the donuts, and then keep running. Or oftentimes, they'll just stop eating before they get too sick on the stomach. So 1,627 people attempted the donut challenge last year, and only 1,360 actually completed it. Of the finishers last year, 169 women finished, and 1,191 were men who finished. And the first female finisher of 2019 was a woman named Leela, 30 years old, from Virginia. She finished in 45 minutes and 5 seconds. Wow. Go ahead, Leela. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. So that's kind of good. That's really good. It's a challenge, and she pushed through and made it happen. Okay. So this race took place on February 1st, and I'm sure they'll be releasing the final totals for 2020 pretty soon. But would this be something that you would do? And I know we talk about a lot of health and wellness and fitness related topics here, how to stay on track. And honestly, sometimes you do need to switch it up. I wouldn't say an eating donut eating race would be that way to switch it up. I just thought this story was pretty funny and interesting and lighthearted, and it looks like something that, you know, friends, young college students would do to keep their weekend interesting, you know. Me, on the other hand, I would just sit on the ground and eat the donuts and forget all about the race. I would forget all about the race, you know what I'm saying? But on a positive note, so far the Krispy Kreme challenge has raised more than $1.7 million for the UNC Children's Hospital. That's really commendable. That's really great. Here's a round of applause. The rest of the entry fees there, it's $25 for students and $30 for adults. And it does go towards setting up the course and purchasing the donuts. I think I read earlier that they do start the race around 8 a.m. and they pick up about 6,000 donuts. 6,000 boxes of donuts. That's crazy. And they stack the donuts on the table at a turnaround point, ready to be devoured. And then after you devour the donuts, you got to run back all under an hour. Pretty interesting. Hey, you know, sometimes you need something to switch it up. Not for me. maybe not be for you. So let's not judge them. Does sound like something that's fun that you could do with your friend. You know, if you have a heart condition, I don't suggest participating. If you're working on your diet, you're exercising, your fitness goals, it may not be something that you want to do. They send you backwards, you know, but if you're in good health and, you're looking for something different to do, then, why not? Right. I found it funny. I found it interesting. I hope you found it funny and interesting as well. Look, a lot going on in the news, and it's good to stay lighthearted, childlike. You know, that's one thing I learned from my students. And as I said earlier today, it was my last day with my clients. One thing that I've learned, we need to laugh more. If you know me, I laugh a lot and I laugh loud. You know, if you listen to the podcast, you know how she, that is me, gets down. You know, I love to laugh. I love to joke around. And we need to do more of that. Lot going on in the world, and we need to be able to laugh and love more. I feel like it'll help keep ourselves together, you know, at a time of just a lot of stuff going on. We need to be able to laugh more, love more, have a mindset of looking at things from another perspective. And look, I wasn't always like this. This is something that I'm still learning and I'm still growing. And I feel like it has not only helped me mentally, spiritually, but also physically. Because it cuts down on the stress, right? When you're able to look at things from another perspective. Someone cuts you off in traffic, which sucks so bad. I started to think to myself, maybe they have an emergency. Or maybe she's just late for work. I'm just gonna let that go. You know, the more we let the little things go, the less it'll impact us. The less it'll affect us. Right? Just something to think about. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into Fat and Figuring It Out. We got a lot going on for this new year. New podcasts, more stories, more interviews. I mean, I'm really going to stick my foot in this thing and get it going. I'm so juiced. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited for what's to come. I just want to thank you for coming along with me on this journey, on the ride. We got some great things, unique things coming up. YouTube channel, we're getting that together, the interviews together. I don't want to give away too much, but it's going to be really dope. So you know how to reach me. You can reach me at betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, share, follow, tell a friend that this dope chick, her name is BK. She has a podcast. It's called Fat and Figuring It Out. And we're going to work together to find out new tips and tools to help us stay on track to better health and wellness. I love you to death. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye, guys.